with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump threatening more military action against Iran if there's no agreement to end the war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president told Bloomberg News that he's highly unlikely to renew the two-week ceasefire that expires soon. He also extended the ceasefire by one day, saying it will now expire Wednesday evening, Washington time. And the president said fighting will restart absent a deal, telling PBS that lots of bombs will be dropped on Iran if the ceasefire ends without an agreement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department has subpoenaed witnesses to testify before a federal grand jury, all part of its probe into former CIA Director John Brennan. Now, the department last year received a referral from Republicans in Congress alleging that Brennan made false statements before a committee about the preparation of an intelligence assessment concerning Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Wildfire survivors who lost their homes in California a year ago could now be facing another blow, this time from taxes on settlement payouts.
Thousands of survivors of the 2025 Eaton Fire in California have elected to accept an upfront settlement from the utility accused of causing the fire, foregoing future litigation for a faster payment that could help them rebuild or relocate. But unless a bill moving through Congress becomes law, that money could be taxed as income, taking big bites out of their payments and possibly disqualifying them from other government benefits. Fire survivors in Colorado, Hawaii, and Oregon face similar challenges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. A new persecution report is focusing on abductions. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
New poll from the Gallup organization finds interest in religion rising among some of the Gen Z and Americans ages 14 to 29. Much of the growth happening among young Republicans. Data shows since the 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democrats of the same age. This is SRN News. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer is stepping down. Where's Mike Kempin?
The departure follows multiple allegations of her abusing her power, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking on the job. White House Communications Director Stephen Chung confirms the move, saying Chavez de Remer has done a, quote, phenomenal job. Her deputy, Keith Sonderling, will become the acting secretary. Chavez de Remer is the third Trump cabinet member to leave the administration. Reports began surfacing in January that she was under investigation. Since then, at least four Labor Department officials have been forced from their jobs. Mike Hempen, Washington.
After 15 years on the job, Apple CEO Tim Cook stepping down from that position he inherited from Steve Jobs. During his reign, the company's market value soared more than $3.6 trillion. More details, srnnews.com.